Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
Sioux Falls with multiple goals in each period and ultimately pulling away from the Blackhawks in a Saturday night matchup. 7-4, the final score at Denny Sanford Premier Center. Here's how it happened with our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Sioux Falls got the opening goal at 3:34, scored by Matthew Grimes during a power play on a shot from the left point that beat a screen to Nico Goyich. Grimes assisted by Micah Berger and Jackson Panzer with that power play goal. The Blackhawks tied it up on their first power play of the game. 9:28, the time of the goal. Mustard and Lindbergh work the boards. Lindbergh gets it free for Erdman, trying to roll one to Altrichter. Stolen. Delaney keeps a clearing attempt in. And now a wrist shot coming from Mustard. And the Blackhawks scores! It's put in by Lindbergh after getting past Heil. Here come the Hawks with a power play goal.
And assisted by John Mustard and Jake Delaney. But the tie lasted just 9 seconds before the Stampede won a faceoff and sprung Tyler Borgula into the Blackhawks zone. He was one-on-one against Goyich and beat the Blackhawk netminder with a shot under the crossbar. Borgula's goal assisted by Kazimierz Sobieski and Beckett Hendrickson. Waterloo tied it again, making it 2-2 at 14:07. Cholich, a wrist shot, it's blocked, and here's Thorson up the ice, one-on-one. Thorson against Sobieski, makes a move around the defender, moves in, and has help coming. Mustard scores! Here come the Hawks! What a pass by Thorson to see Mustard steaming up right wing to join the rush after Thorson undressed Sobieski, and the goal for Mustard makes it a 2-2 game.
Thorson with the pass to Mustard for the finish. Mustard's goal, his second of the season, assisted by Thorson at 14:07. But that was the last tie, the 2-2 tie. Once the Stampede broke that, they would lead the rest of the way. And they did break the tie at 18:41 as Borgula scored his second of the game. A fortunate bounce for the Stampede. They got a couple of those. This was one. A whiff by Chris Pelosi. But his shot went trickling toward the net where Borgula pounced on it and lifted it up over the left pad of Nico Goyich, making it 3-2. The score carried to intermission. And then the Stampede pulled away early in the second period. Pelosi getting a goal at the 29-second mark on a rush into the Blackhawks zone. Borgula sent a pass his way. Pelosi just turned his skate and from near the hash mark of the opposite circle redirected it in, surprising Goyich. Pelosi from Borgula at the 29-second mark. And it was 5-2 before the period was 4 minutes old with John McNeilis getting a chance at the top of the crease, redirecting a feed that came his way out of the corner from Jake Toll. The Blackhawks washed away the damage that the Stampede did in the period with two goals in the latter half of the frame. A score credited to John Mustard at 12:24. Really, it should be Michael Phelan's first USHL goal. Fasch on the save and thought about covering it, decided to keep it alive, and the Hawks break out. Michael Phelan up the ice with Mustard. Phelan on right wing. First penalties are over. Here's a redirection. Waterloo scores! Phelan's going to get credit for this goal. He put it across aiming for Mustard, but it was redirected off of a Sioux Falls stick and in, and here come the Hawks. The goal for now credited to Mustard, assisted by Phelan and Gavin Thorson at 12:24. And then at the tail end of the second period, the Blackhawks got back within one. And now they're ready to go, and Schultz wins the faceoff. Carson Reed, wrist shot, he scores! Here come the Hawks! 7.7 seconds left to go in the second period, and Carson Reed scores on a low wrist shot that eluded Heil to the stick side. The Blackhawks are back within one where they started the period after trailing by as many as three. Reed's first as a Blackhawk with 7.7 seconds left to go before the second period came to an end. Brock Schultz won the faceoff and gets credit for an assist. That was the last shot, though, that would beat Caleb Heil. In the third period, the Sioux Falls Stampede extended their lead at 10:51. Going further ahead when Artur Cholich's dump-in took a crazy hop off the corner glass, hit the side of the net, and then sprang from there right toward the left-wing circle face-off dot. Open net for J.J. Wiebusch because the Blackhawks' Calvin Vachon had gone behind the net expecting the puck to be there. Open goal for Wiebusch, assisted by Cholich and Kazimierz Sobieski. And then with just about a minute left, a little more than a minute left to go,
Alexander Rybakov scored into an open net after a big hit in the neutral zone, flattened Chris Pelosi. That led to a scrum and some penalties at the tail end of regulation. But the goal to Rybakov, making the score 7-4, which was the final, Pelosi credited with an assist on the empty netter. Waterloo finishes the game 1-for-5 on the power play. Sioux Falls 1-for-3. In the third period, Sioux Falls had 9 shots on goal. The Blackhawks were credited with 6 for the game. The Stampede 34 shots to 31. Caleb Heil gets the win, making 27 saves. Nico Gojic takes the loss, stopping 8 of 13. Calvin Vachon stopped 19 of 20 during his time on the ice. Sioux Falls over Waterloo by the final of 7-4, and that's how it all happened with our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Prepare your autumn meals on a Traeger grill. Barbecue, braise, roast, smoke, bake, and grill with Traeger grills from Ted's Home and Hardware. Stop in to see Ted and his staff at Ted's Home and Hardware. They're there to help, 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. The Blackhawks now 1-4 on the season. They've got one more road game before a homecoming on the 14th of October, next Saturday, against the Omaha Lancers. And getting home will be welcome for Waterloo.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.